When couples approach the parish for marriage preparation, they have to complete a prenuptial inventory form. And one part of the inventory concerns the couple's spiritual assessment. Among the questions in this segment is a question: how do your religious beliefs influence the way you live your daily life? Now, 8 out of 10 couples relate religion and being religious with treating others right, with being good to others, not harming others, and attitudes that affect their relationship with the people around them. And they are not wrong. However, that is only one aspect of religion, isn't it? So at this point, I use the gospel reading that we just read to make the couples aware that there is more to religion than ethics and morality. In today's gospel reading, a lawyer asked Jesus the question, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" In reality, he was asking what religion and being religious was all about. In response, Jesus brought two aspects of Judaism and presented them as one seamless reality. So there are two realities within, or two dimensions within religion. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus concludes by saying that the whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Getting back to the couples that come to me for marriage preparation, I invite the couples to include love of God and love of neighbor seamlessly into their understanding of religion and being religious. And believe it or not, the conversation takes on a totally new meaning. It goes in a completely different direction. So in 3 points today, I want to reflect on the meaning of true religion, the meaning of being truly religious, and may I add, the meaning of true faith. And I want to do that from the perspective of the scripture readings for today's liturgy. So first of all, let's ask ourselves, is there a difference between religious people and people of faith? Let's get back to that question. How do your religious beliefs influence the way you live your daily life? That's the question that the couples are asked. So I'm asking you today, do you think yourself as a religious person or a person of faith? And is there a difference? Now, if you search the internet, there are any number of discussions on the difference between faith and religion, or even religion and spirituality. As I read it, the difference between religion and faith is what is displayed in the gospel reading. The Pharisees, the scribes, and the lawyer were religious people. But were they people of faith? From Jesus' critique of them, at least we know that they did not have faith in Jesus. The Pharisees' focus is on the religious aspect of the law and the commandments, but they miss the faith dimension. See the difference that I'm trying to make? They were religious people, but not necessarily, from Jesus' perspective, people of faith. Their question to him did not concern the meaning of the commandments or ways to live the commandments meaningfully. Their focus is on legality. Which commandment is the greatest? On the contrary, Jesus' focus is not on the legality, but on God who gave the law. His focus simultaneously is on the human persons for whom the law is created. But there is more. Instead of legality of the law, Jesus focuses on the love demanded by the law. you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Hence, I conclude that religion becomes faith only when love for God and love for neighbor define our religious practices. Religion becomes faith when love replaces legality. Here then is today's first question that I pose before you for reflection. Are you a religious person or are you a person of faith? Are we religious people or are we people of faith? Let me take this reflection a little forward. Let me take it to the next level. And I want to introduce another construct here besides religious people, people of faith. And the construct is practical atheism. It comes to us from Pope Francis. See, the lawyer's question regarding the greatest commandment was about legality. It was about legality. He knew the answer to his question even before he asked it, because he was only testing Jesus. Perhaps to his amazement, Jesus gave him not one, but two commandments and linked them integrally as one, saying, "The second is like it." The greatest commandment, Jesus said, had two equally significant dimensions, love of God and love of neighbor. More importantly, these two commandments were inseparable. To separate one from the other leads to ignoring the very meaning and purpose of the whole law and the prophets. Isn't that what Jesus said? The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Now, Pope Francis calls such kind of religiosity, which is separating love of God and love of neighbor, separating them, Pope Francis calls it practical atheism. Recently, he, in his talk for the general audience, Pope Francis emphasized this very point that Jesus makes about the connection between love of God and love of neighbor. Hear what Pope Francis says. He says that everyday atheism, I believe in God, but I keep my distance from others and I allow myself to hate others. This is practical atheism. Not to recognize the human person as the image of God is a sacrilege, an abomination, the worst offense that can be directed toward the temple and the altar. So Jesus' response to the lawyer, along with Pope Francis' reflection, adds this new dimension to my question in the first point. Are we religious people? Are we people of faith? Or practical atheists? Like the lawyer who posed the question, we probably already know the answer. And here's my third point. Love. What kind of love? Does this love have any boundaries? Both as Jesus and Pope Francis assert, the love of God and love of neighbor are integral to a people of faith. So I'm proposing here that we should not just strive to be religious people and certainly not practical atheists, but people of faith. And if that is based on love, the question is, are there limits and boundaries to the love of God and neighbor? Today's first reading compels us to reflect on a very contentious topic in our nation's political discourse. Aliens are those from outside the geographical boundaries of our nation. Immigrants and immigration are hot button issues in this upcoming election. Now, God says in the first reading from Exodus, "You shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan." Now, people approach the issue of immigrants and immigration from two perspectives. From the perspective of legality, right? Using the term illegal immigrants, you are then approaching a group of people from the perspective of legality. Or those who approach it from the perspective of the gospel command, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Those are the two perspectives that I've seen. For example, in the latest presidential debate, attention was drawn to the 545 immigrant children separated from their parents. Reports tell us that authorities have lost track and cannot unite these children with their parents. The tragedy is that not only did we not aid orphans, like today's first reading says, but we made orphans out of children whose parents are still alive. Now, if this is the problem, here's my question to you. As believers, as people who are attending this Mass, do we respond to this problem as a religious people, as a people of faith, or as practical atheists? Folks, I want to assume that every person in this church today is not merely a religious person, or worse, a practical atheist, but a person of faith. As a person of faith, as a person and a people of faith, Jesus invites us to respond not from the perspective of legality, but rather love. In his encyclical Fratelli Tutti, and reflecting on the parable of the Good Samaritan, Pope Francis draws attention to the reality of immigration and immigrants. And this is what he says. All of us believers need to recognize that love takes first place. Isn't that what Jesus is saying in his gospel reading? Love of God, love of neighbor, that takes first place. And the Pope continues, love must never be put at risk. The greatest danger lies in failing to love. So it brings us a full circle back to Jesus' response to the lawyer. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Friends, let me conclude with these words. Let us approach this altar not as practical atheists, as mere religious people, but rather as a people of faith. Let us be a people that loves God and neighbor unconditionally and without boundaries, because that is what Jesus, who will be on this altar in a few moments, taught us. Amen.